This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 8th. God's word to you today is Total Picture, TTP, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 4:32, and it says, "All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had." It is both unscriptural and a misnomer to have spiritual shared well-being without having physical and financial shared well-being. From a holistic standpoint, it also means that to expect a physical shared well-being, physical and financial commonwealth, without a spiritual shared well-being is unscriptural. Meaning, it is wrong for someone who is not engaging with a church spiritually to show up and demand that he or she be cared for. If a person does not have a shared spiritual common ground, no shared emotional and relational common ground, it is wrong to place a demand on the financial commonwealth of that community. In God's Favorite House, for example, life group house fellowships show us the people that are involved with the life of the church. Therefore, we do everything by life groups. People who refuse to join life groups have refused to join in the life of the church and cannot benefit from our commonwealth. It is as simple as that. Guess what? This applies to both ends, both the giver and the receiver. From a receiver standpoint, Acts 4:32 and 34 say, "All the believers were united in heart and mind. There were no needy people among them." Take note of the order of priority in this scripture. First comes being united in heart and mind, then no needy people among them. Meaning that for one to happen, the other must first be in place. From the contributor's standpoint, you cannot contribute to a commonwealth that you're not spiritually connected to. That kind of contribution is irrelevant. In Acts 4:32, the Bible shows us that being united in heart and mind comes before feeling that what they had was not their own, and then the sharing of everything they had. If the unity in the heart and mind and the commitment to the common ground is not in place, and you are contributing, you may get into trouble spiritually. Ask Ananias and Sapphira. Does this mean that we do not want contributions from anyone that is not united and connected to the vision, mission, and values of God's Favorite House vision? Exactly. If such people contribute to our commonwealth, they will be wasting their time. If you are fully committed to the good of Israel, it is for your good. If you are in a church and you have not fully committed to the heart of the vision and the values, please keep your money in your pocket. You may get into trouble. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please give me a heart for your church and help me grow in my commitment so that the blessings can flow to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.